This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that my team discovered and myself about 3 months ago. The name of the company is Nighthawk Gold Corp. You can find them on the TSX under the ticker symbol NHK if you're up there in Toronto and Canada. And if you're down here in the States, you can find them on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol MIMZF. And with us today, we're very fortunate to have him as the president and CEO of the company, Mr. Dr. Michael Byron. Well, Michael Byron, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Give us a little bit about statement of who you guys are and what you do, and then we'll get into the Q&A.
Sure. We're a junior gold explorer based in Canada, so our key asset is in the Northwest Territories of Canada. So we're basically exploring an advanced exploration around a former producer. And just trying to unlock that opportunity for our stakeholders.
You know, you guys put out a press release on June 23rd. And if you would, bring myself and my listeners kind of up to date. What is the value proposition of Nighthawk? And what kind of sets you apart from all the other peers? Because there's a lot of people in this space.
Yeah, I'd have to say, you know, from 10,000 feet, it's an opportunity for investors to get early exposure into an emerging gold camp. And that's a gold camp that we own. So looking at that, I mean, you can break it down into three fundamental components. We have consolidated 95% of the gold camp or the Archean Greenstone Belt that it sits in. And that's a fair size. It's 350 square miles. So if you think of that, that's about 15 times the size of the island of Manhattan for your listeners. We own it all. By 2021, all our mineral claims will be converted into 21-year mineral leases. And in Canada, that's the strongest form of ownership. So then our annual carrying cost of that massive land package will be $100,000 U.S. a year. So I think we start off with a very clean and solid ownership, very strong ownership, and that sets us apart given the size of that land, because usually that's a pretty expensive endeavor, but we've been able to optimize it to very affordable land package. And of course, I mean, it's all centered around Colmac. Colmac was a former producer. This is the second component of the three. It was a former open pit, but the previous owners failed to recognize the deposit class that it belongs to. And that was really key for us because that opened up the whole thing in terms of the multi-million ounce deposit that it's growing into. It belongs to the deposit class of the Golden Mile Dolerite. That's the world's second richest Archean gold deposit in Western Australia. So that was a key miss because those types of deposits are known for hosting many tens of millions of ounces of gold. So that told me that, you know, if you think of it as the vessel, that vessel's pretty big. We can then put our exploration, you know, eyes on this and try to unearth new opportunity. And we quickly did and found that there was great opportunity inside the system. And that allowed us to go underground. So then it's no longer just restrained or constrained to an open pit. It's now an open pit and underground. And we began also to increase the resource. So 2.6 million ounces is where we sit now of inferred. And within the next 2 weeks, we'll have a new resource update where we're moving a fair chunk of that into indicated. So, you know, the natural progression of a deposit. So it's really a rejuvenated brownfield asset where we're unlocking new opportunities that contribute to the ongoing resource growth of this multi-million ounce deposit. And the third component, it's kind of long-winded, but these are the key sort of fundamentals to take away, which sets it apart, is we own the entire camp that this deposit sits in. So all the satellite deposits and showings we own. There's no option payments, earnings, royalties, right? That's why it's a cheap ownership opportunity. And some of them, in particular, the Mahdi Lake Gold Project, which will also come out with a maiden 43-101 resource here in the next couple of weeks, is a high-grade gold deposit that sits within a few tens of kilometers of Colmac. We see that as a opportunity, prime example, if you will, of what these satellite assets could mean to a central operation at Colmac. Those are the key fundamentals of kind of what sets us apart.
You know, that brings me to my next question, Dr. Byron, is that It takes a lot of money to do surveys, to essays, to drill into the land, if you will. That being said, how do you guys think that you've been able to maintain the level of exploration and the success you guys have experienced here in the last 12 to 18 months with, you know, like you said, you got about four or five projects going on, which are, you know, nearby. That's how do you take all that on?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, we're using all that. Exploration is a team sport, but it's not a marathon. It's more of a marathon, not a sprint, right?
And right.
Your points alluded to that. So really, it to be successful, you want to have a strong technical team, a seasoned management team, sound financial backing. And we've been fortunate to have all those. And I think that's helped us tremendously. Really, our technical team has been with us for several years. The core group have been with us since the very beginning, back in 2009. So when you have this sort of continuity, it allows us to build our exploration successes on the backs of strong collective pool of evolving experience, right? So you're not constantly subbing people in and out and losing that connection to the ground that you need in order to optimize your success. And being a small management team, we're pretty nimble and we move pretty quickly. We've all got experience and we're highly motivated. We're surrounded by a very strong board with tremendous experience in capital markets and as well as the technical side of the industry. You know, and we're fortunate, obviously, to have a really strong shareholder base, in particular our cornerstone investors, Northfield Capital, Kinross Gold Corp, and the Osisko Gold Royalty. Some of these have been with us for up to 10 years. So it's a team that works and delivers, and I think that's a key component because, you know, when the market wakes up and everyone's, you know, interested in precious metals again, you've already got the vehicle and you've got the bodies and the experience to make hay with that when the time comes.
You guys are about 200 kilometers north of Yellowknife, Northwest Territories. And I say this to ask you this. It's kind of rugged territory that I can see. What's the roadwork update? How's that coming along?
Yeah, well, we do have an ice road that the territorial government puts in every year that cuts right through the center of our land package. So we don't pay a dime for that, only the internal sort of spurs that we use. So we use that sometimes to move in heavier equipment or lots of fuel or whatever. But because we have a 5,000-foot airstrip on site and we maintain it ourselves with our heavy equipment, it's a 40-minute flight from Yellowknife. So we're not really tied to that road. But having said that, the territories are very, very aggressively pushing infrastructure bills. It's about 40% of their GDP is on the backs of the resource industry. So they're totally dependent on resource industry, and they're doing whatever they can to open up the interior to allow that industry to be successful. One of the things they're building an all-weather road to one of the communities that brings all-weather access about 100 kilometers closer to us. And a lot of people don't realize, but because Colmac was a former producer, all the mine waste rock is sitting on surface already quarried and crushed and ready to ship. And it was calculated that there's over 60 miles of aggregate to build an all-season road. So, yeah, we're 200 kilometers away, but we have all the opportunity to dissolve that pretty quickly should we get a nice economic storyline for Colmac in the not-too-distant future.
I got about a minute and a half left. I wanted to get to one of my questions. What do you think is going to be the upcoming catalyst for investors and what they should look at your stock? As I said earlier, your stock from March has moved from 70 cents to $1.86 on the OTC markets.
Yeah, there are basically four that you could point your finger at. I mean, we have this resource update. It'll be our fourth one on the Colmac Gold Project. That's our core asset. And it'll be our most evolved yet, most informative, but it also only reflects about 50% of the host intrusion being explored. So there's a lot of road in front of us to really grow Colmac. So I think that's the key, obviously, the key takeaway. Secondary, we have a maiden resource out on the Damati Gold Project, which is one of the satellites that sits lateral to Colmac and is an early candidate to provide higher grade feed to any operation. We just restarted our 2020 exploration program. We're going to do about 25,000 meters. We got three drills active, and that'll provide obviously good news flow going into 2020 and 2021. And finally, we still have news on our 2019 metallurgical test results, and those are pending as well. So we got good news flow for people, and there's some good takeaways there that'll provide input that people want to see what we're doing in 20 and 2021.
My guest today has been Dr. Michael Byron. He is the CEO and president of Nighthawk Gold Corp. Look them up. They're up there in Canada on the TSX. Their ticker symbol is NHK. You can find them on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol MIMZF. Dr. Byron, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show. It was a pleasure to have you on here. Hopefully, I didn't scare you off. You'll come back maybe in 50 days and give us an update.
Hey, anytime. This is a pleasure. Thank you very much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.